Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, January 6th. Federal opposition party leaders have weighed in on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's announcement of his intention to step down as Prime Minister and party leader. Trudeau's pending resignation comes at a time when the Liberals have been plummeting in public opinion polls, with a federal election set to be held this year no later than October. He acknowledged he's been facing growing opposition within his party over the past few months.
I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
Trudeau also confirmed he spoke with the Governor General this morning, and she granted his request to prorogue Parliament until March 24th. Meanwhile, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, whose party has been propping up the minority Liberal government, says they won't be doing that anymore.
It does not matter who is chosen as the next Liberal leader. They have let you down. They do not deserve another chance.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre said in a recorded video posted to social media today, his view is every Liberal MP and leadership contender supported everything Trudeau did for 9 years. He claims they want to trick voters by swapping in another Liberal face. In Ontario, Premier Doug Ford was pressed today several times if a looming federal election would affect any provincial spring election plans. He steered right away from a direct answer, but said his focus is on the next 14 days until the Trump administration takes over. And while Justin Trudeau is still the prime minister, Ford says he's laser focused on the Trump-threatened 25% tariffs on Canadian goods. The Saugeen Valley Conservation Authority says a flood watch is in effect for West Grey. Snow squalls over the past several days have resulted in large amounts of slush in the Saugeen River. The conditions have caused partial blockage of the channel between the Durham Upper Dam and Middle Dam, resulting in increased water levels below McGowan Falls, which could lead to flooding. The Durham Upper Dam walkway and trail in that area have been closed for safety. People are asked to avoid it. Two people are facing assault-related charges after an altercation in Kincardine. OPP say it happened just after 10:30 last night at an address on Upper Lorne Beach Road, where they say two people were involved in a fight that resulted in minor injuries. A 39-year-old from Sarnia is charged with assault with a weapon, and a 34-year-old from Southwest Middlesex is charged with assault causing bodily harm. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 73 points to 24,999. The Dow Jones is down 25 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.8 U.S. cents, up 56 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $73.49, down 47 cents a barrel. In sports, four games in the NHL tonight, including an all-Canadian matchup between the Montreal Canadiens and Vancouver Canucks. That's underway at 7:30. The Toronto Maple Leafs are back in action tomorrow in the tail end of a home-and-home with the Philadelphia Flyers. The Leafs have won four in a row. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack play their next game Wednesday at home against the Barrie Colts. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And the Owen Sound Junior B North Stars lacrosse teams will be playing their home games in Durham this year. Their usual home arena, the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center, will be undergoing renovations after the hockey season, so the team has announced it will be playing at the Durham Community Center. The Junior B lacrosse season typically gets underway near the end of April. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. 2 to 4 centimeters of flurries tonight. 40-kilometer wind gusts, minus 10. The wind chill near minus 17. Flurries tomorrow, blowing snow in the afternoon. Another 4 centimeters. Windy, minus 7. The wind chill near minus 18. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.